Like, is there anything in your sort of journey that's really shocked you or surprised you and you maybe didn't know how to deal with it?
I think probably the most recent example would be COVID. With COVID, obviously, that was very difficult for a lot of people. Very difficult for me, particularly because my dad passed away. And at that period, at the same time, was application season. That was application season. So that was kind of like it was like the peak, like everything I'd been working towards. It was like, okay, now I'm starting to get interviews, you know, for jobs. Like this is pretty big. So I think that probably was the biggest shock. I think things like rejections, you know, that's just a part of the process. So those didn't really come as a shock to me when I was like going through this journey with commercial law, right? But I think the passing of my father whilst at uni and trying to secure grad roles was very, very difficult, because I think, like, literally, to be very vulnerable on this podcast, I had an interview on the day that my dad passed away. So it was very, very crazy, as you can imagine. And I think it was a very pivotal moment for me, right? In a positive sense, because it made me kind of reevaluate everything. And as you might have gathered from this podcast, like before that moment, a lot of things were very career focused, you know, very much like achievements. Like these were very big things for me. Like I was, you know, very ambitious. I still am ambitious, but just, you know what, maybe not as much as I was before. And I think it knocked me off a little bit, because, you know, a lot of the things that you do right now, it's a part of it is for your parents, it's for the people that you're around. And honestly, like once getting my training contracts, it wasn't something like I felt like I could truly celebrate. Not because like I didn't have anything to celebrate, but it was more so, you know, the people that it was for, you know, they weren't all around me at that period. So like, I think this is to say, it's not like, this is not to say, oh, like, give me some pity or whatever. Like, it's more to emphasize, like, it's not just about your success. It is really about who is there around you for you to share it with. And that is something that honestly, I did not appreciate, until that moment, and that period of my life. So one thing I learned, just to, I guess, maybe leave it on a positive note, is there are a lot of important things in your life. Your career is important, success is important, progress is important, but those around you, like, irreplaceable, right? So trying to like maintain your purpose, and just seeing how valuable I am, it has definitely been difficult. But it has reevaluated my life in a better way, appreciating things that I might not have appreciated. You know, a lot of things in life is just based on like accolades and, you know, what you can tell people you've done. But there's a lot more meaningful things behind that. So don't lose sight of that. Even when you're trying to, you know, chase your dreams, chase this grad role, like sit down and appreciate the more simple things. That's like the one thing I really, really want to emphasize.
I'm actually lost for words. It's hit me, if that makes sense. It's hit me because I could get this success, right? These accolades, you're doing so well. And when you actually said that, it's more so about who's there to share it with you. And especially when you're at uni, right? Because uni's like a getaway place to grind. Mm-hmm. You go away from your home, you're out grinding, you're posting on social media all these amazing things you're doing. Maybe, yeah, your family's seeing it too, but it's like, who, and when, you know, push comes to shove, who is there to,
exactly,
for you to enjoy it with? And maybe that's even a sort of a prompt for me myself as well, to spend more time with my family and spend more time about the things that sort of like actually matter in life. Because it's hard to strike the balance, because I'm not here saying don't chase your goals, because that's just completely contradictory to what I'm trying to do with this podcast. So, but I guess what we're learning from Allah is that, yes, we want to obtain a certain level of success. Yes, we want to provide value, because this is what I said, being valuable gets you rewarded. Does that make sense? But I guess it's looking more so on different spheres of life. Like, are you in your family, in your community? We touched on community a lot. We've been touching on family, and you're just providing a different perspective. So that's powerful. And the last thing I'll just quickly end off is gratitude. Thank you for listening to this short snippet of the Valuable Podcast. I hope this was valuable advice you can apply to your own life. Make sure to listen to the full episode out now and take a browse of all the other valuable episodes. Additionally, subscribe to the newsletter at www.valuablepodcast.com. Remember, increase the value you provide and you'll rise in due time.